Blake and Eva show, man, everywhere I look, I'm seeing a thing that says chores are responsible for breaking people up. The other day we said it was the number one thing married couples fight about. Today I see a thing that says one third of people have ended their relationship over chores.
Wow.
Now I see there's a thruple in Oklahoma that got into a brawl on the highway because they couldn't settle on the chores. One woman attacking the other woman in the thruple.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey.
That's the husband who was watching the whole thing.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face. Just, I mean, just rocking her world. Oh, I get it. It's like some Jerry Springer.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, what were you doing, dude? Were you trying to pull her off?
Jerry Springer. No, he's sitting there watching.
Right.
Probably getting his phone out to record it.
Right.
So, okay. So if chores are this much of a dispute, what's the current chore dispute in your house? 790-792-6278. Or you can text the word topic followed by your comment to 77,000. Be careful if you're out driving. You know, don't feel like you need to call. I know it's, you know,
dicey out there.
We like when you call, but it's a little dicey out there, yeah.
On Facebook already, a couple of people saying, you know, trying to get teenagers to do any chores.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it when you're a teenager, you just can't stand the thought of it, and then when you're an adult, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, I kind of like to clean.
I think that's the problem, is that not all adults are like that. Otherwise, there wouldn't be this many stats that say there's problems.
Clean up, everybody, everywhere. Clean up, everybody,
here. It's much easier when everybody does their share. Otherwise, you end up like a spider monkey attack on the highway.
Yeah, right.
Good morning. Who's this?
Lynn.
Lynn, what's your current chore dispute at home?
The dishes.
The dishes.
The laundry.
That one's been going on for a long time, I bet.
Is it with your husband, yeah. Your kids?
My husband is great with, you know, helping out around the house. We did find a little resolution to it.
Oh.
That made it more fair.
And this is for the
for
dishes?
Everybody.
Lynn, is this Hello? For the dishes? Hi.
Hi. Oh. It's the dishes and the laundry mostly.
So what was the resolution?
I wrote down all the household chores on popsicle sticks, and at the beginning of each week, we pass the jar around and draw one, and those are your chores for the week.
Oh.
Oh.
And now, that's for you and your husband. Who else is in the house?
That's for me, my husband, and the kids.
How old are the kids?
10 and 6.
10 and 6. Wow. So does the 6-year-old get to, you know, does he get out of some of the chores just because he's too young?
There's a couple that she can't do, the rest of them I just help her with, so she does learn how to do it.
And does she do the laundry? Does the 6-year-old do the laundry?
She loves doing laundry.
How about that?
Yep, see?
And I have to fight her for the vacuum.
And she likes the vacuum. Well, yeah, because it's an appliance. You know,
vacuuming is fun for me.
Vacuuming is fun.
And we can fight over it.
You fight over the vacuum. God, there are moms listening right now that are going, can I adopt her?
Right, right.
Can I borrow her for a little while? Is there like a cleaning service that she's a part of? Kitty cleaning.
No, she loves to clean.
You should start you should make some money off that little kid.
I know, just farm her out.
Send him out
for. The 10-year-old also likes to rake leaves, so there's that.
Oh.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Man, you could have an entire child labor scheme over there.
Yep. Kids clean for you.
I mean, come on. They're going to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars in their lifetime. You may as well make some of it back.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. I had that discussion with him the other day. He's like, guys, you owe me this. And I'm like, do you know how much you owe me?
Oh,
right.
He had the you know what's to say, you owe me?
Right.
You owe me? I owe you what?
I think I tried that
I owe
once.
You nothing. Let me explain labor to you, little 10-year-old.
Right. And food and roof
and now
clean up this mess.
Yes.
I've been tempted to put gift bows on light switches in the bed and everything else.
Right.
Refrigerator.
I owe you. I owe you. I could just see you. All right, thanks for calling, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blake and Eva in the morning.